Sitting series, arching and rounding variations. Please sit on the front edge of your chair, both feet flat on the floor, with one hand at the bottom of your belly and the other hand at the top of your breastbone. A few times, return to the movement of the previous section. As you roll your pelvis backward, bring your breastbone and your belly toward each other. As you roll your pelvis forward, bring your breastbone and your belly away from each other. Gently, several times. Now stop the next time that your back is rounded, with your breastbone and belly toward each other, leaning backwards. Can you sense the distance between your two hands? Exactly how close are they? If your hands can stay exactly that distance apart, neither closer nor further away, then your whole spine, your whole torso, will stay rounded, just like this, exactly the same amount it is now. Begin to sway your whole torso like this, very slowly, forward and backward. The roundness of your back doesn't change the slightest bit. Your back leans forward and leans backward all the time, preserving its rounded shape. All the time preserving exactly the same distance between your two hands. Go slowly so that you can be very precise. Leave your hands really soft so that they can feel that unchanging distance. Muscles in your hip joints, in your belly, and in your lower back may change slightly as you lean one way or the other, but the shape of your back won't change at all. And now rest for a moment. And now arch yourself so that the places that your hands are touching are carried further apart. Your breastbone and belly move away from each other. Sense the distance between your hands as accurately as you can. Begin to lean slowly forward and slowly backward, staying arched the whole time. Your arched back keeps its shape as precisely as you can while you lean forward and lean back. Your hip joints may limit the amount that you can lean forward. When they no longer let your pelvis roll forward, it will be tempting to stop the pelvis but keep moving the top of your torso forward. But of course that's cheating, as you would be losing the arched shape of your spine. Are you doing that? Feel at the moment that your pelvis stops rolling forward, does your chest also stop, or do you keep going? We're aiming at a very precise way of moving everything at the same time. So when your hip joints have used all their ability to fold, stop, change direction, and begin to lean backward. Now rest a moment. Once again, return to the original movement of arching as you lean forward and rounding as you lean backward. Is something in the movement a little clearer? Is there any more fullness in the movement of arching and the movement of rounding? Is it possible for the whole movement to be a little smoother? Now come to rest in the middle. What is your sense of balance like right now? How tall do you feel? Is there a sense of your breath moving right down to the bottom of your belly?